Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Peter Meyer is back, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Peter is one of the principals at the Meyer Group. He is a longtime practitioner in the marketplace. He's an expert in the marketplace, having been as an employee of big companies and run his own company. He's the author of a couple of my favorite books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. And as I say, you've heard me mention both of these books, especially the Creating and Dominating New Markets. You've heard me mention those books many times, even when Peter wasn't here before. And he's here to talk to us about how we can actually do that. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for having me on the air with you.
It's good to have you with us as always. Thanks for your longtime steadfast support of all we do. Peter, Web 2.0 is a term that most people have heard about. Some people know what it means. Some people are doing Web 2.0 without realizing that they're doing it. And some people don't have a clue, but they think they probably need to know about it. So define Web 2.0 for us. Maybe before we can understand Web 2.0, maybe we need to know understand what Web 1.0 was.
Web 1.0 is. Web 1.0 is definitely still with us. And I think the best way to explain Web 2.0's definition is to say what Richard Feynman said about quantum physics. If you say you understand it, you're wrong. And I think the key thing about Web 2.0 is that a lot of it is an attempt to try and create a marketing image around something that we would want to do automatically ourselves without having to have nomenclature or mystique about it. There's no mystery here. There's no mystery to what it could do for us and what we should be doing with it. The mystery is in how it rolls out differently every time it happens. So do you want me to explain more last night?
Yes.
Okay. The real basic idea behind Web 2.0 is that customers should be able to talk to you, and you should be able to talk to customers in a way that makes them comfortable, in a way that makes them want to share with you what they're doing, and you want to listen, and in a way that makes it possible for you to say, oh, that's an interesting idea, let me see if I can offer that, and in a way that lets them talk to each other and say, you know, Jim does great stuff, and here's what I like about it, and here's what I don't like about it. So everything I just described is stuff you and I've been talking about for a long time.
Let me see if I can spin this another way, just to make sure that we capture as many people as possible. When I think about Web 2.0, when a lot of people think of Web 2.0, they think of applications. But what you just described was not anything about applications. You talked about philosophy. You talked about the way people think about relationships. That's what you just described, which I think is so important, folks, because we still haven't defined, we still haven't discovered all the applications for Web 2.0. But none of those applications, the ones we have, the ones we're going to have, are going to work for you if you don't appreciate the philosophy behind it. And the way I think about it, Peter, is Web 1.0 was pull. I've got a website. I want you to come to see my website and just bask in the glory of my wonderful website. And and that kind of thing. And I call that a pull thought. I'm pulling you to me. Web 2.0 to me is more push, meaning you say to me as a customer, as a follower, you say, hey, I'm kind of interested in what you have to say, but I don't want to spend a lot of time with you. I want you to send me what you have. Now that's is that a fair way to at least to say to talk about part of Web 2.0?
I think there's some truth of what you're saying, and of course, Jim, anytime you want to pull me toward you, I'm right there. But the key is that advertising is push as well. What's different here from normal advertising is the same thing you get by setting up a interest group or just a community chat around the fireplace in the old stores we had in ancient history.
Well,
you get people talking.
I guess I should
have
said, when you talk about advertising, I guess I wasn't thinking of advertising as much as I was thinking of you saying, I'm willing to have a conversation with you. I'm willing to hear your information, not necessarily your advertising.
And you hit the key thing. Use the word hear. People, and I'll talk about this after the break, people want to be heard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a difference, folks, in marketing without connecting. It's not Web 2.0, and it's not 21st century, and it's not the future. If you're going to market to people, you have to connect to them. They're requiring it, and that's as much 2.0 to me as anything.
Aflac for small business.
What you want, baby, I got. We're back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. But true to what I've been saying, folks, not only do we have something you can come to see in my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I want to pull you toward that. But if you don't want to come to me as much as you want me to come to you, we do that too. We're on Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/Jim Blassingame. I've got a blog which you can subscribe to. I've got a newsletter you can subscribe to, and you can comment on all those areas. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm in Facebook, I got all that stuff. So we're trying to drink our own Kool-Aid here, our own Web 2.0 Kool-Aid. That Peter Meyer is here to help us with. Peter is, as you know, folks, is the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, two outstanding books. And Peter is trying to help us understand, and me too, by the way, understand Web 2.0, or as he says, Web 2.0. Peter, it's not just about people saying, giving you permission to send them stuff, to have a conversation with you. These people have if they do that, they selected you out of among a bunch of different people, and have said, okay, you're someone I want to hear about, and they want to have the ability to comment back too, don't they?
Yes, people want to be heard. You're absolutely right, and I think that's true for all of us. And I think it's an important message for us as business owners to remember that our customers, as well as our employees and our suppliers, all want to be heard before they want to hear. So if I give somebody room to tell me what they want and then I supply what they want, that is a more powerful message than me simply saying, here, I know what you want, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Much more likely to sell something if I listen to people than if I just push things at people.
Well, see, to me, there's a word that I keep coming up with over the last few years, Peter, that I think is appropriate to use as a litmus test. And I used this a minute ago, at least off the air, if not on the air, and that's the word manipulation.
Mm.
A lot of our marketing, a lot of our advertising history has been about manipulating people to try our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when you could get away with that. That time has come and gone, I think, now. Peter, what do you think?
I think manipulation was never appropriate. Scientific advertising wasn't about manipulation when it first came out, but advertising has in some ways become about manipulation, and it just doesn't work as well. That's why social networking worked 40 years ago. That's why it works today.
Well, when I say manipulation, I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean, doing the best to extol the virtues of your stuff. I think people are not listening to those kinds of things as much anymore. I think they're listening to the quality of the information that you're providing them, and they're giving you credit for providing them with that information and the ability, as you say, to be heard.
I think you're absolutely right. And so the question is, as business owners, do we want to be, is your definition of manipulating people, or do we want to be listening and talking with people? And that's an important philosophical discussion that we get to work through for each for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if you listen to your customers, they know it, and they're much more likely to buy whether or not the conversation is about the product.
And that's, and see, that what you just said is exactly my point. Whether you said it much better than I did, and that's, folks, that's the key. That's the key to your future with your customers. What Peter just said. Now, Peter, let's talk about some of the actual tools that can be used in Web 2.0. What, give us an example.
You mentioned LinkedIn, and let me focus on that just for a second because it has two real good benefits for a small business owner. One is that it allows you to reach out and sort of communicate with people who you may not otherwise have known and get introductions to people who you might otherwise have a hard time getting introductions to. Now, I'm not a rabid fan of LinkedIn. I think it's really good because it gives you the ability to talk to people. It has its downsides, but you can talk to people you otherwise couldn't reach through networks of friends. Mm-hmm. It's like being able to, in 5 minutes, say, okay, who do I know who knows Jane Doe? Oh, this person knows Jane Doe. I'll ask Tom here to introduce me to Jane Doe. That takes a couple of minutes on LinkedIn, and that's a very nice way of going about talking to different people.
It puts the 6 degrees of separation. It compresses the 6 degrees of separation, doesn't it?
It does. It allows you to bridge that very quickly and fairly easily. It also allows you, the second point, to say, here's what I'm working on. Every week I put a little note up on my LinkedIn that says, here's what I'm working on this week. And I don't know that anybody really cares about the fact that my book came out in Korean last week, but sometimes people care about the fact that I'm human, and I'm interested in the fact that I now have a book in Korean and I can't read on my desk.
Well, congratulations on that. I'm not the least bit surprised. Is that the New Markets book?
That's the New Markets book.
Creating and Dominating New Markets. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And you can buy it from Amacom. Don't go to my website to sell it, to buy it, because we don't have it on the website.
Right. So LinkedIn's an example. What about blogs?
Blogs are very much one-way tools for most people. Here's what I'm thinking about. It's like Facebook. Here's what I'm thinking about, and here's what I think is important to me. Now, it's nice to be able to say that, but if I'm listening to you or to any of the people in your business or any of my customers, I want to say, what's interesting to you? So I want to be reading blogs, not writing blogs.
Well, what about commenting on blogs, though? You get with a blog, you give your reader the opportunity to comment back to you and for other people to comment on what they've had to say.
And let me respond to that after the break.
Okay, good idea. Pete's done this before, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Meyer and I will be right back after these messages. Is Web 2.0 relevant to your small business? That's what we're talking about. Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Peter Meyer is our guest. Peter is the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Peter, give us your website, please.
Oh, well, creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com. It's a great place to find me.
Creating and Dominating New Markets. They can find your books there, too, can't they?
They can find the books there in English, and they can find articles as well. And we're turning into sort of a library for people so they can just go find articles they want.
Check it out and use it to your advantage, folks.
Yes.
Peter, some of the tools, we were talking about blogs a minute ago. What about Twitter? That's all the rage these days, isn't it?
Yes, but let me get back to your comment on blogs. I think that the point that really matters on blogs is not that you broadcast, but that you interact. Mm-hmm. And people really pay attention to other people's questions. If you ask a good question of a blogger, you'll be noticed for that. If you make a speech, you'll be noticed for being a speechifier, but you won't be noticed for the content.
Right.
If you want to get noticed for your intelligence, ask good questions on blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Go to other people's blogs and ask good questions on your blog. Use it to ask questions and start conversations. That, I think, is the correct use of blogs. And Twitter, I think, is more, and I'm not a Twitter person like you are, but Twitter, I think, is more a way of saying, hey, here I am, here's what I'm doing. And it's sort of a pass-by wave at people kind of thing, which is nice, short communication. But if you use it just to broadcast, you're missing the opportunity of using a Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to take issue with one thing you said. I'm not a Twitter person. I am on Twitter and I use it, and we've got people who, you know, who are glad that we're there, have told us that we're glad we're there, but you know, I think Twitter is still defining itself. I don't
All
think
of
we
still defining itself, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Business is still defining itself. That's a good thing. We're learning as we go along, and that's a very good thing.
If you were going to help a small business come into the 21st century and really take advantage of 2.0, Web 2.0, what would you do? What would you have them do? Give us 1, 2, 3, 4. What would you do?
I would get on LinkedIn and start talking to people who you'd forgotten you knew. I would get a website that allows people to comment and talk to you and invite them to review your products. There's no Web 2 application. Mm-hmm. Invite them to review your products, review you with each other, and then listen to it, and then show you're listening. I would invite your listeners to pop onto any kind of chat room or conversation in their industry, whether it be selling tires to donuts. There are people who talk back and forth with customers. Be visible as a person who listens. You'll drive business by doing that.
And this is so. Web 2.0 is not about me speaking and you hearing. It's about conversation, isn't it?
Correctly used, it is, and that is the same message we were talking about, you and I, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Yeah. There's nothing.
But
about
we've got. But we've got new tools now. Now we have Absolutely. The tools to make it happen. And that's where it's first. You got to have the philosophy. You have to understand the concept, and then you have to find out which tools are the best for you. Right.
And use those tools to your best advantage. Mm-hmm. Tools don't manage us. We manage tools.
Right. One of the things that the social media is clearly part of 2.0, right?
Yes, I agree with that.
And one of the things that I've encouraged people who have a little bit of gray hair to do is to get younger people to help them navigate the social media. What do you think about that?
Well, since you don't have any gray hair, will you help me?
You've seen my gray hair. You know better than that.
So
I'm talking about under 30, probably under 25.
I think this dates back to a lot of conversations that I've had with my family about how to use a remote control and hand it to my daughter. I think the answer is that people who understand the technology should explain it to people like you and I who understand how to use the technology.
Right.
And I think the important thing is that we understand what to do with it and then figure out how it works. Have a purpose for it before we turn it on. And sometimes the purpose is to learn. But I think the ultimate purpose in our case, as we said, is to use to listen. And if I can get my daughter to show me how Facebook works so I can use it, that's fine for my grandson now. And MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all social networking tools with different ways of working and different tones and attitudes. You want to look at the tone and the attitude of your network to make sure it represents you in the way you wish to be presented.
Right. Well said, Peter. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. WebSpeedGrowth.com is the website. Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.